This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Once a month, we highlight an arts and culture event that represents the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This exploration is called Art Stroll. My guest today is Jennifer Lester, founder of One Love Generation, a mentor program for artists and for kids who want to become artists. They're having their date auction this Thursday night at Johnny's Hideaway.
One Love Generation is a group of 13 to 18-year-old kids that give back to the community through their artwork. One Love started with 10 kids, and we work with them every other week. And the following year, we work with 20 kids on a weekly basis, and now we're working with 50 kids on a weekly basis. So we have a couple different programs, a studio program and then a mentoring program. The studio is kind of a collective group of teens that come together Monday and Tuesdays, and then the Wednesday is the mentoring program where they
you
work.
You are at the goat farm, right?
We are. It's really great because you're surrounded by 250 artists within the community, and you can always find what you're looking for. If it's a photographer or a circus act or whatever it may be, you just kind of reach out to the farm and they're all there.
So if I'm an artist and I want to get involved and become a mentor, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, the mentor opportunities last for an Atlanta Public School year. But even if you don't have the time to commit to that, because a lot of working artists have traveling shows and things, we love to have artists come in just for one-time visits or lectures, short and long-term projects that can last from one night to 6 weeks. And then, of course, we love to have the one-on-one mentors that are really committed to one specific student. But we're always seeking new opportunities to share with the teens and different projects and introduce them to new techniques and secrets of the biz.
And students get involved by being in public schools, and then they opt in, they choose to, they volunteered in. How's that work?
Yeah, they apply online right before, at the end of August. So it's kind of right when the school year starts for APS schools. But we have students that come from, that are homeschooled, that come just because they heard about it through their church. But they apply by submitting 3 pieces of artwork along with a letter of recommendation and just fill out a few open-ended essay questions.
What makes a kid want to give back to a community at such a young age?
Various things. Right now, a big thing is bullying, for example. So they like to do projects that kind of raise awareness towards that. And then they all love animals. So we recently went to the aquarium and did some sketching and studied all the animals and created 20 pieces of artwork in the aquarium. And that money from those pieces of artwork will be given back to kids that can't necessarily afford to go to the aquarium. So it's kind of like the kids get to pay it forward by enjoying the aquarium, creating some art, and then allowing other kids like them to go to the aquarium and enjoy it as well.
So the kids are learning about art, but they're also learning about doing the right thing and helping the community.
Right.
Awesome. And the day that I came, there were plain white Chuck Taylors and kids who were, you know, terminally ill sent in what they'd love their favorite pair of shoes to look like, and we got to paint them, and the kids all participated. It was great.
Yeah, the kids from Children's Health Care of Atlanta got to kind of fill out a piece of paper, and we just asked them what their inspiration was, and from those inspirational notes, our kids and just folks in the community came in and painted shoes and kind of created a vision board for their shoes for them to walk in. So it's kind of like when you look down at your shoes, you're reminded of the things that inspire you and make you want to keep walking forward.
Let's get to the kind of hot part of the interview and talk about the date auction you all have coming up at Johnny's Hideaway to help raise some money.
The lovely Johnny's Hideaway, yes. The date auction, this is our third year for doing the auction, and we have about 30 date packages. So they range anywhere from dinner and drinks to skydiving packages, or we have some people who are doing trapeze lessons, just kind of interesting fun dates, and they're paired with different girls and guys throughout Atlanta. Last year we raised $15,000 on this event, so it's really fun.
I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Yay, you're gonna meet your soulmate.
For more information about One Love Generation's date auction this Thursday night at Johnny's Hideaway, go to onelovegeneration.org.